Live on the web, KOPN.org, Punk with an Edge. Check it out. Power Pop Pat tonight at 6 p.m. Before that, we've got Penguin Tracks. Jill does a great show from 4 to 6. Grateful Dead Hour at 8 o'clock. Blue Plate Special takes you all the way to midnight. There's some great stuff this afternoon as well, so keep it tuned in and locked in to KOPN 89.5 all day. We're serving lots of places around Mid-Missouri, Jeff City, Kingdom City, Ladonia, Marshall, Harrisburg, Bonnet's Mill. You ever been there? I don't even know where it's at, but I guess they can hear us there. Anyway, Tipton, Wooldridge, all around. And we welcome you to Friday morning, 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock. What we've been doing for the last few weeks is having local, regional rock stars and musicians of other colors in the studio and talking about their music and playing songs and just kind of having a chat. So we're going to do the same thing this morning, and I should probably get my little piece of paper that tells me who we're talking to here. Memphis Chris is a good friend of mine. Chris Robinson is here with me in the studio, along with Walt Goodman. I've got Tom Williams and John Markovitz, and all of them are members of the bands La Movida, Los Desterados. Who else, Chris? Say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everybody. But yeah, somebody grab a mic there and get up close and do a little introduction and tell me a little bit about your stuff.
Well, we're, I guess, a collective of musicians that have been playing here, I guess, in Central Missouri for probably about
13 years.
I wanted to say 15 because it's a nice round number, but yeah, we've been playing for a while. We've got a chance to do some gigs with some great people, and I think Central Missouri is kind of a unique place for this type of group of musicians. We kind of mix some really diverse things together, and we always have a welcome audience, or it seems like we can always adapt to any audience. And
for people who aren't familiar with your style?
So I'm kind of a Spanish guitar guy, so I bring Spanish gypsy guitar rhythms for the most part. And then I ended up meeting up with this Memphis blues guy, an harmonica, Chris.
Right.
And we were actually at the time starting out playing with a guy from Morocco and a guy from Seville, Spain. So we had kind of a flamenco blues and almost North African thing going on.
But that was back in the Blue Fugue days, right?
That was the Blue Fugue was our headquarters.
Yeah, I remember.
One of the house bands there for a while.
Oh, my gosh.
Cut my teeth there. Actually, also the Cherry Street Artisan, I think, was the place where we all kind of some of our first gigs. We called that band Los Desterrados, which means the outcast, because everybody was taking a break from their other projects. We had, you know, people that played blues. We had people that played bluegrass at the time.
Right.
You know, we had just all different types mixed together and found that the Spanish rhythm and the percussion that with a Latin kind of background and some Middle Eastern influence tended to be very versatile. And we could kind of wrap it up together and put in something that always made people dance. And we always found a welcome audience here in Columbia and in the surrounding area.
Did La Movida have a show just last weekend, I think?
We did. We actually had our biggest event we've played recently. I think the biggest thing we ever played was for Summerfest, opening for Los Lonely Boys out in front of the Blue Note for 4,000 or 5,000 people.
But yeah,
we had a great crowd over at Rose Music Hall in the park, and it was a beautiful, perfect night. And we named a Latin version of our band after we called it La Movida to basically represent a kind of the movement of both people dancing, you could say, but also just Latin music here in Colombia, which started originally with a band called Del Alma back, actually, what was it, Tom, 25 years?
1993.
Was the first Del Alma gig on May 5th in Mexico, Missouri, and we had essentially the 25th anniversary on Saturday night at Rose, and it was a special night. And I often have photographers and videographers gather media for our events.
Right.
I didn't have a single person lined up for this, and I just have to remember it as like one of our best
the way it goes.
But you know, we wanted to do a shout out for the band Del Alma, which really kind of started the Latin scene here with Alfredo Jimenez. He essentially was, you could call him, a dissident from El Salvador. He kind of escaped political prosecution, found a home here, and started this amazing band, which I remember hearing at the Blue Note when I was an MU student. It's the first time I ever heard live Latin music, and there were people dancing on there were like 600 people there. And Tom was playing up there. I believe John Markowitz here was playing up there.
Right.
There were people dancing in the balconies. It kind of blew my mind and gave me the bug. And here, a few years later, I'm getting to play with some of these people.
Well, that is awesome. You know, John, by the way, is wearing an old KOPN T-shirt. I think it's the 10-year anniversary T-shirt. So that's one for the archives there, John.
It says Audio Radiance for the radio audience.
There we go.
So I don't know who came up with that T-shirt, but it was a good one.
Yeah, we need to get some more imagination going. We used to call it the Imagination Station. I remember that too. Well, that's a great shirt. I'm glad you chose a good one. I appreciate you wearing that, man. Anyway, okay, well.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, well, we've got Walt and John and Tom and Chris here from La Movida, Los Desterrados, and we're going to have them play a little bit of music. For the listeners out there, I've got four guys in the studio here with four instruments. I got three microphones in a relatively small space, so I'm going to do some sound work here behind the board, but give me a minute to get things worked out if it doesn't sound great over there, but we'll get it sounding good. I give you my word, okay? All right, Chris, why don't you give us a little intro, and then go ahead and give me something.
Entre dos aguas.
All right, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. This is the gang from La Movida. Thank you. move my mic around here. Holy smokes. That was a treat for 9:15 in the morning. That'll wake you up out there in Columbia, huh? That's the way we do it here at KOPN. I need to turn my mic up here because I had to bring it down because you guys are jamming so good. All right, Chris, man, you guys on the guitars tearing it up. I think it sounded really good, actually. I think we got it figured out. So tell me a little bit about what you played. And are these original songs, or these are old songs, new songs? Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Who did this originally, Moondog?
We were played on the rhythm section for a probably the most famous flamenco guitarist of all time, Paco de Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
He arranged something called Entre Dos Aguas, which I remember hearing when I was in Granada, Spain, studying. I guess that was about 18 years ago now. We've been playing this for pretty much the entire time. 18 years ago now. We've been playing this for pretty much the entire time that we've been together. So we a lot of times start with it, kind of gets our groove on. The term, it's called Entre Dos Aguas. When Paco de Lucia wrote it, it was kind of a
simple.
What's
it mean? Enter the two waters?
Between the two waters. It's describing the Iberian Peninsula, Spain.
Ah.
It's just kind of an anthem for, a melodic anthem for Spain, you know, which includes Castillo, Andalusia, just the whole bit. We kind of took a different direction. We kind of called it, we've called it a bunch of different things, but we like the idea of putting together essentially the two kind of worlds of, you know, blues, our, you know, endemic musical culture here, like from central Missouri and kind of the south, with like the blues, with the flamenco, with the, kind of the gypsy. And we kind of started to, I think we nicknamed it Gypsy Blues Groove, I think, at one point.
We've had many names.
Or hard rock salsa, when, because Tom, you know, this is kind of a treat right now because he's playing acoustically, but this dude can play an electric guitar like no one I've ever heard. So a lot of times we're raging out with that mixing.
Well,
kind of
I'm hoping the mix was good enough that people could pick up some of the soloing that Tom was doing there. That was some sweet guitar playing, Mister.
Thanks.
Yeah, love it. Thanks for
he's fun to play with.
Yeah, all you guys are extremely talented people. I've known Chris. In fact, that's my connection to you guys, probably. I think, Walt, I met you probably through Chris. But, you know, all this stuff goes back 10, 15 years, at least for me, and for you guys longer than that. How did the rest of you guys get into the gang here?
Well, this is John talking.
Yeah, this is John Markowitz here.
Conga players. So
Dr. Love.
See, I was downtown, and I ran into Moondog sitting next to me on the right, the flamenco guitarist, and heard him play Cherry Street Artisan, I think. And I just said, hey, man, why don't we get together and play sometime?
And I figured you met him when he came over to your house to put a fire out or something.
Not yet.
Yeah, I hope
not. We do a song about a fire, though.
That's right.
Walt is a Columbia fireman, by the way, for many, many years, if I'm speaking correctly, yeah?
I do.
Or do you admit that on the air?
Working for the city, but I am in no way representing my department while I'm playing.
Thank God.
I'm really proud to be a part of one of the best fire departments in the state.
Well, yeah. You guys do a great service around here, so.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it, certainly. All right, so anyway, the gang got together, and I know it's sort of a fluctuating group. There are other members who kind of come and go. Chris, what's the story with that?
We mentioned the Cherry Street Artisan earlier. That was also where I met Moondog. I had just moved from Memphis, Tennessee, where I lived for about 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually grew up in Sedalia, moved to Memphis when I was like 18. And
you were playing harmonica professionally there?
In Memphis, yeah, for about eight or nine out of those years. And I played a lot on Beale Street, which is kind of a epicenter for blues. And
right. And for those who are unfamiliar, the Cherry Street Artisan is now, I think it's the craft beer cellar. It's over there on the corner at Cherry and 9th Street. But it used to be called the Cherry Street Artisan, and it's a little underground place, and there was some great music back in the day down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walt, if we only had some video, if you could have seen what Walt just did. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay,
but,
sorry.
But that was actually where I saw, I just moved from Memphis. This is a cool place. And actually, a lot of our band members met there. Steve, who plays kits on our drum kit with us. We met in there.
Justin on the bass?
Justin Giles on the bass.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's still involved here at KLPN. He did tech radio for years.
He's on a rotation still.
Yeah, I still hear him, I think. So.
Yeah. But in Memphis, I played a lot of blues and a little bit of punk rock. I wasn't exposed to a lot of Latin influences. And so I remember seeing Moondog play. It was like maybe an open mic or something.
Right.
I'm not a guitar player. I mean, I'm a harmonica player and singer. I own a guitar and I know like three chords. I know A, D, and G. And if it's anything more complicated, I can't do it.
I've been playing for 20 years. That's still about all I know.
But I remember like watching Moondog play guitar. I mean, I hadn't even met him yet, and I was just like, "What is he doing?" I was like, "That's just." Foreign to anything I've ever listened to or watched. So I like actually went home and got my guitar out and I tried to like figure it out, do something with the thumbs and the finger rolls. I don't know, but it was cool. So next time I saw him, I was like, hey man, I'd love to try to learn a solo over some of whatever you were doing. You know, that sounds really interesting. And so I think he and I started playing just going out to Roachport Winery and just sort of sitting on the hilltop and sort of playing to whoever would listen to us, and then we just sort of
That turned out to be quite a
started season. Playing out more downtown, you know, put a few Cherry Street Arts in, played a bunch, and so
all right. Well, we're gonna play some more here, and at least I'm not going to, but the guys in the studio are gonna play some more after I take care of just a bit of business here. So hang in there with me just for a minute, you guys. All right.
KOPN thanks our listener sponsors and the Columbia Missourian for support of our programming. The Missourian provides city, university, local politics, and sports news, striving to raise issues that illustrate Mid-Missouri and its citizens. Subscribers to the Missourian can have the news delivered to their home or business. Copies are also available daily at newsstands around town or 24/7 at columbiamissourian.com. The Columbia Missourian, a community news source since 1908.
All right, the Columbia Public Library offers drop-in internet and computer assistance as well as classes throughout the year in their training center and studio. The unstructured training sessions are held on Tuesdays from noon till 2 p.m. and on Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. That's today, for those who weren't aware. Sessions can be used to apply for jobs, set up email, take self-guided tutorials, and more. Further information at 443-3161. That's for help with computer stuff at the library, okay? Alrighty. In the studio with me, I have Memphis Chris Robinson. Then I got Tom Williams playing guitar, Walt Goodman on the guitar, and John Markowitz playing the drums back there, rocking it out. What's that? You can turn it off or you can put it on if you want, John.
Yeah, you can have a flanger. Does it give it a nice flanger?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... It's a little warm here, and we got quite a few people in the studio, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfect, right? Never played in a better place. All right. Well, we've got another half an hour, at least, to mess around, so we can talk a little bit more, but why don't you guys play a couple more songs for us, okay?
Sure.
All right. This is Mike, and you're listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My guests in the studio, La Movida, Los Desterados, and just a bunch of great musicians that decided to come down here and burn an hour of the air on the radio with me. So I appreciate you guys for coming down, and whenever you like, let's do it.
This is a medley that sort of showcases our wide range of influences, and if we ever find another band that puts these songs together like we do, we're going to be disappointed.
You'll know it was a rip-off.
Well, yeah, we didn't write any of these songs, by the way. But.
All right. Bingo.
madre mi sorpresa, la madre de mi riqueza. Para mi sorpresa, la madre de mi riqueza. El tener de rosa bella y a mi amor compañera. El tener de rosa bella y a mi amor compañera. Llamaste criminal porque te quité cuchillo. Me llamaste criminal porque te quité cuchillo. Yo lo hice por tu bien, por no verte un presidio. Yo lo hice por tu bien, por no verte un presidio. Arrincóname la, échame el arrincón. Ya casar a la queja, si soltera mejor, si soltera mejor, si soltera mejor, arrincóname la, échame el arrincón. Why, here's a train a coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Well, I'm sucking for some prison, and time keeps dragging on. The train keeps moving, I'm down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't never play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head down and cry. Hey, here we go. Thank you. lizard slow seating on a fancy dining car. I bet they're drinking coffee and smoking thick cigars, but I know I had this coming. I know I can't be free. Those people keep moving, and that's what tortures me. Come on, Memphis, give me somebody.
When I went down to Louisiana, I feel the joy.
Working, huh? We got it working here this morning at KOPN. It's about 9:35 on a Friday morning. A little cloudy out. It's going to be nice this weekend. It's going to be hot, but it looks like the sun ought to be shining. So anyway, get out and do something fun. I'm having a good time this morning already, and I'm fortunate enough to have the guys from La Movida, Los Desterados. I guess we're going to call them whatever we want this morning. But anyway, the music is fantastic regardless of the name. And thanks, Chris, Tom, all you guys. John, incredible. I love it.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
It's great therapy.
Yeah. Yeah, I can use my own, you know, as we all know. Let's see. What do I want to talk about? How about upcoming program shows, current projects, that kind of stuff?
What do we got?
Looked like six things all at once, and we played actually all but one of them.
Yeah, we played like four times in the last... Yeah. Well, as being a relatively Latin-themed band, Cinco de Mayo...
Oh, that's probably a big deal, right?
We end up doing a lot of gigs around Cinco de Mayo.
It's like Christmas for gigs. They're like regular Christmas. So, our next gig, I believe, is in July. It used to be Catfish Katie's, but it's something else.
Station House.
Yeah, that's right. I heard that place is great.
They totally redid that place, I guess, right?
That's what I heard.
I haven't been out there yet. I heard that's supposed to be real
cool. It's on the trail?
I'm remiss because I haven't booked a lot of the stuff this summer, although I have some requests to play in St. Louis and the lake. So if anybody has a venue they want to invite us out to, we might be able to call these guys up and do a little grooving. But I post everything through social media, typically on the La Movida Facebook, primarily Twitter. Yeah, La Movida, MOVIDA, which is kind of like, that means like the movement in Spanish. Actually, it's named after
move
the
move it.
Yeah, there you go. It's all about moving. So all the different styles of music we play, I think they're all about moving. So I think it's pretty good way to brand them, so to speak, so everybody knows. I always say that the Movida is just as much the people that are dancing in the audience as the band, just because. We basically, if you book a party, we usually have about 100 or so people come out, and that's a good time.
So if they don't have Facebook, what's another way to get in touch with you guys if they need to?
What would be the best way?
Twitter, somebody got an email or something if you want?
Yeah, let's see. I've got an email. It's a Yahoo email.
Sure.
It's ZAAM as in Mary, BRA, at yahoo.com.
Pretty easy. ZAAMBRA.
That's correct.
Zambra.
Zambra. It's kind of it's a misspelled old flamenco style of music.
Well, all right, that's appropriate too. So ZAAMBRA at yahoo.com if you want to get a hold of these guys, right? Yes, and Facebook, La Movida. All right. Let's see. Recorded material. You guys ever record anything?
You know, interestingly, we between the different projects, one of our first recordings was Chris, Tom, and me 15 years ago with Casey Ol and Eric. At a KOPN show in this very studio.
No kidding.
And it honestly sounded so great. It was the first time we actually played together, the three of us.
It was.
We sat down and it just clicked. And it'll be, there's a recording of this, but it'll be nice to compare. And we got John, Dr. Love here, filling it out on congas. It's going to be pretty sweet. Otherwise, we've recorded, it's got a lot of video. We used to play with a lot of belly dancers 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was fun.
There used to be a disproportionate, but wonderful population of belly dancers in Central Missouri, and
they emigrated. I wonder what happened to all of our belly dancing.
You know what? I think they've transferred over to be burlesque dancers. That's the new thing. And we've only played a little bit for burlesque dancers, which I think is a shame. We should do that more. But
I encourage it fully.
We did that thing for Cat. For Cat Studio, that was really fun, and that was video on our local channel, Cat TV.
They do some great stuff down there at Cat.
Notes from the Underground, I think, is that series that we played with Movida for. We recorded at the Blue Note live in 2010, and we've actually got that CD. And we just to cover the costs and order another batch, we usually ask for like $5 for it or whatever.
Right.
I've still got a few of those. Otherwise, I don't know. We've actually written some stuff, and I think we might be interested in getting together to maybe record a little bit of it.
Well,
we'll do that.
There's a lot of great stuff going on around town. I mean, what do you think about the local scene? I've had, in the last couple of weeks, I had the Daves here, and we talked to Dave Angel and Dave Durnley. And then actually last week I had Durnley on the air again, and we talked about his band, Paul Weber and the Scrappers, that Dave plays guitar with them. And anyway, we kind of were talking just about the music scene around here. And I'm particularly impressed. Actually, I'm thrilled to see what's going on.
It's inspiring.
What do you think, huh?
Yeah, it's inspiring. I'm sort of contemplating moving other places next year, and this scene is just really it's inspiring. And there are artists and musician scenes in towns and cities across, you know, across the state, and they're really important to help sort of get the art that we love, because it's, you know, community helps to produce that.
Yeah, it's a great group around here, and
if not vital,
yeah,
for producing it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got 20 minutes, and we're going to have to save at least 5 on the way out to get ready for Monica Palmer and Diana, who are going to come in here at 10 o'clock and do a program called Speaking of the Arts, which is a real cool show. They talk to people around town and the region about all kinds of different artistic projects, expressions, whatever. So that's coming up at 10 o'clock. Monica and Diana, who's been sitting in here with us in the studio actually today, she's cutting her teeth back here behind the board and learning a little bit about the technology, and that's what we do here at KOPN. We're a community operated, volunteer run, and we also have the opportunity to do stuff like this, and you're not going to find this in a lot of the other places around town. So I'm real happy to be here and be able to bring this stuff to you, and I hope you all out there in Listerland are enjoying the music this morning. It'll get you going on a Friday. I can't think of a better way. What are you doing this evening? Going to do anything tonight?
Look for music.
Yeah, dumb question, right? Okay, well, we don't have to look any further this morning, so I'm going to let you guys get back to it. Wait, pardon me, I've got to play this. It'll only take about 20 seconds. Hang on there.
KOPN thanks our listener sponsors and the Columbia Missourian for support of our programming. The Missourian provides city, university, local politics, and sports news, striving to raise issues that illustrate Mid-Missouri and its citizens. Subscribers to the Missourian can have the news delivered to their home or business. Copies are also available daily at newsstands around town or 24/7 at columbiamissourian.com. The Columbia Missourian, a community news source since 1908.
All right, there we go. A little bit of underwriting for the Columbia Missourian. Thank you to all of our underwriters out there. We appreciate the support, and to all of our listeners who help support the station. So thanks very much. It is about 9:42 on Friday, the 11th of May. And I have the band members, at least some of the band, from La Movida and or Los Desterados in the studio with me. And we're going to let them get back to some music here. It's Mike. You're listening to KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM.
Hey, this next song is about a structure fire in Cuba.
Appropriate for a fireman who plays Latin guitar.
There we go.
One, two, three, four.
En para la cachimba se ha formado el cordel. En para la cachimba se ha formado el cordel. Cantando los bomberos con sus campanas y sus sirenas. Cantando los bomberos con sus campanas y sus sirenas. Ay, mamá, ¿qué pasó? Ay, mamá, ¿qué pasó? Venga ya. Chimba se ha formado el cordel. En Baranaga chimba se ha formado el cordel. Canten los bomberos con sus campanas, sus sirenas. Canten los bomberos con sus campanas, sus sirenas. Ay, mamá, ¿qué pasó? Ay, mamá, ¿qué pasó?
Cuando le que cayó candela,
que quedó la mirando, apagó la vela. El pacto de Cuba le cayó candela, le quedó la mirando, apagó la vela.
estaré tu lado. Le cayó candela, le quedó la vida, no apagó la vela. El pato de Tula le quedó candela, le quedó la vida.
Shift gears. Chris, you call it.
One more? Yeah, let's do a hip shape. This is kind of a sort of in the tradition of a John Lee Hooker kind of thing.
Thank you. were going all round. Everybody's doing it.
Everybody, great performance. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Brother Mike.
Oh, that was incredible. Okay, so don't say goodbye quite yet. We just heard some fantastic music from John Markowitz, Tom Williams, Walt, Moondog, Goodman, Memphis Chris on the harp. Great guitar playing, great drumming, great harmonica, all of it. You guys sound great, and it was a thrill to have you here. Let's keep it on the radar, and we'll do it again if we can keep my... my dumbass on the radio. Pardon me, on the radio here. I can say that actually. I can think I can say that.
Hey, you've got a great show. One time I saw on Blockchain that you did, and you were like, "Hey, I'm going to do a radio spot on Blockchain," and I was like, "How could you do a whole show out of that?" And then I heard it, and I was like, "That sounded cool."
Well, I've got a proposal out there to do a new show, so we'll see what happens. But I appreciate the shout out, Chris. Thanks. And okay, we got a few minutes here to. I'll wrap things up. I'm going to play a little piece of recorded music here from the Gypsy Kings. And once again, yeah, all right. La Movida, Los Desperados. Thanks a lot, guys. All right. Okay, fantastic stuff. You've been listening to it here on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. This is a song that is called Bamboleo by the Gypsy Kings. Stick around for Monica Palmer and Diana for Speaking of the Arts. And keep it locked on KOPN all day. Every day. Goodbye and good luck.
Ese amor llega sin esta manera. No tiene la culpa. Caballo de la sabana. Porque muy despreciado. Por eso... No te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega así, esta manera. No tiene la culpa. Amor de compraventa, amor del de pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Bamboleo, bamboleo. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la aprendí a vivir así. No te da perdón de Dios, tú eres mi vida, la fortuna del destino. El destino te ha desamparado, lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo. Te encuentro lavando. Eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día no cuento si de nada. Lo mismo ya callé los pies.